The February half-year profit reporting season has come and gone already, and we had 141 of the companies on the ASX 200 releasing their half-year results. So let's take a look at some of the themes that popped up and also how some of the different sectors have performed as well. So obviously, the coronavirus was mentioned in essentially every single result for obvious reasons, but each sector and also stock was impacted quite differently by the pandemic, which we'll get to later. Overall, more companies were profitable between the 6 months to December 2020. In fact, we had 86% of companies on the ASX 200 posting profits. Now, that's an improvement on the 75% of companies doing so 6 months earlier, but it still is a bit below how many companies released actual posted profits in the prior 3 years. Dividends, for the most part, increased. In fact, close to 80% of the larger companies did declare dividends. That's thanks to a bit more certainty than, say, 6 months ago. But again, this is a bit below the longer term average. There also was a significant lift in the amount of cash being held by companies. In fact, a 50% lift in cash held. And that perhaps is a reflection of companies, yes, declaring dividends and also profits, but they may be cautious enough due to the pandemic to just hold on to a bit more cash for a rainy day. Let's look at some of the different sectors, starting with the financials, which of course includes the banks. So this is the largest sector on the Australian share market. The banks overall continue to show signs of recovery, partly helped by the number of people actually deferring their home loans continuing to improve. So according to an APRA report, we've had loan deferrals actually dropping back for 7 consecutive months. That's the sort of thing that helped stocks like Westpac, NAB and ANZ actually make between $1.65 and $1.8 billion in profits for the past quarter. We heard from CBA with a half-year result, and while profits did decline a bit, it is paying out a bigger dividend, so a 53% lift in the dividend that it's paying out. And we heard from Macquarie as well with an update where the investment bank said it's more upbeat with future profits. So all in all, financials as a sector saw their shares rise about 4.5% in February. Next up, supermarket chains. So Coles and Woolies both posted a strong lift in sales and also profit, but they also weren't as optimistic, and they warned of future profits perhaps not being as strong as what we've seen in the past. This is for obvious reason, because during the pandemic, supermarket chains have had plenty of demand, but with things continuing to reopen, people leaving their homes much more often and eating out, it's the sort of thing that can dampen their results moving forward. Next up, travel stocks. For obvious reason here, this has been one of the hardest hit areas of the market, partly due to the extended border closures. So Sydney Airport and Webjet both lost around $100 million over the half. Flight Centre lost around $200 million and Qantas around $1.1 billion. However, most travel stocks seemed a bit more optimistic about the future, partly thanks to the vaccine and the fact that they're hoping travel will hopefully get back up and running a bit sooner than later. So Webjet, Flight Centre, Qantas, Corporate Travel, all of their shares rose between 10 and 20% over the month of February. Now, healthcare stocks, a mixed bag, as was predicted. In fact, a company like Ansell saw profits lift 61%, and that's thanks to plenty of demand for the protective equipment that it sells, like gloves. CSL's profits also received a shot in the arm from the sale of the flu vaccine, which has been in high demand during the pandemic. And a company like Cochlear saw its revenues actually held back by delays to elective surgeries. So healthcare stocks overall did underperform the broader market by about 4% in Feb. Next up, retail stocks. Well, for the most part, they posted larger results, in particular those that were really well placed to serve people spending time at home. So those selling monitors, computers, TVs, furniture and tech. That's a part of the reason why Nick Scali and Harvey Norman both actually saw their profits approximately double, where JB Hi-Fi's profits up around 86% over the half, and the online plays like Temple & Webster and Kogan saw even bigger lifts in their results. So what the pandemic has done, it's essentially accelerated the move to the online space. Next up, iron ore mining companies. Well, the iron ore price actually has been hovering around the best levels in 9 years, thanks to more demand from China, and that's led to bigger profits for BHP, Fortescue, and also Rio Tinto, and all three actually declared their biggest dividends on record. Too many sectors to go through, but finally, buy now, pay later stocks. Now, many of these companies are continuing to grow sales quite aggressively, but on the flip side, most are still posting losses, and that was the case for Afterpay, Zip, OpenPay, Splitit, and also Sezzle, and that's partly due to the significant amount of money they need to fork out to expand overseas.